Sheetal. Welcome to my podcast, Your Health is Your Wealth on Vartha. Today I'm talking about sunshine vitamin. Yes, vitamin D is commonly known as the sunshine vitamin. That's because your skin makes vitamin D when it is exposed to sunlight. Getting enough vitamin D is important for optimal health. It helps maintain strong and healthy bones, aids your immune system, and may help protect against many harmful conditions. Despite its importance, roughly 42% of people in the US have a vitamin D deficiency. This number rises to a staggering 82.1% of black people and 69.2% of Hispanic people. There are several other groups of people that have higher vitamin D needs because of their age, where they live, and certain medical conditions. Vitamin D belongs to the family of fat-soluble vitamins, which include vitamins A, D, E, and K. These vitamins are absorbed well with fat and are stored in the liver and fatty tissues. There are two main forms of vitamin D in the diet: vitamin D2, which found in plant foods like mushrooms, and vitamin D3, which found in animal foods like salmon, cod, and egg yolks. However, sunlight is the best natural source of vitamin D3. The UV rays from sunlight convert cholesterol in your skin into vitamin D3. Before your body can use dietary vitamin D, it must be activated through a series of steps. First, the liver converts dietary vitamin D into the storage form of vitamin D. This is the form that is measured in blood tests. Later, the storage form is converted by the kidneys to the active form of vitamin D that's used by the body. Interestingly, D3 is twice as effective at raising blood vessels of vitamin D as vitamin D2. The main role of vitamin D in the body is to manage blood levels of calcium and phosphorus. These minerals are important for healthy bones. Research also shows that vitamin D aids your immune system and may reduce your risk of heart disease and certain cancers. A low blood level of vitamin D is linked to a greater risk of fractures and falls, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, several cancers, and even death. Your vitamin D needs depend on a variety of factors. These include your age, skin color, current blood vitamin D levels, location, sun exposure, and more. To reach blood levels linked to better health outcomes, many studies have shown that you need to consume more vitamin D than the guidelines recommend. For instance, an analysis of 5 studies examined the link between vitamin D blood levels and colorectal cancer. Scientists found that people with the highest blood levels of vitamin D had a 50% lower risk of colorectal cancer than people with the lowest levels of vitamin D. Based on current research, it seems that consuming 1000 to 4000 IU of vitamin D daily should be ideal for most people to reach healthy vitamin D blood levels. However, don't consume more than 4000 IU of vitamin D without your doctor's permission. It exceeds the safe upper limits of intake and is not linked to more health benefits. A vitamin D deficiency can only be discovered through blood tests that measure levels of storage vitamin D. According to the Institute of Medicine, some values determine your vitamin D status. Vitamin D deficient means levels less than 12 ng per milli. Insufficient means levels between 12 to 20 ng per milli. Sufficient means levels between 20 to 50 ng per milli. And high means levels greater than 50 ng per milli. The Institute of Medicine also states that a blood value of over 20 ng per milli should meet the vitamin D needs of 97 to 98% of healthy people. However, several studies have found that a blood level of 30 ng per milli could be even better for preventing fractures, falls, and certain cancers. Now I want to tell you some sources of vitamin D. Getting plenty of sunlight is the best way to increase your blood vitamin D levels. That's because your body makes dietary vitamin D3 out of the cholesterol in the skin when it is exposed to the sun's UV rays. However, people who don't live in sunny countries need to consume more vitamin D through foods and supplements. Generally speaking, very few foods are great sources of vitamin D. You can add some foods in your diet for getting vitamin D, like cod liver oil, swordfish, salmon, canned tuna, beef liver, egg yolks, mushrooms. If you are choosing a vitamin D supplement, find one that contains D3. It is better at raising your blood levels of vitamin D. There are certain groups of people who need more dietary vitamin D than others. These include older people, those with darker skin, people who live far from the equator, and those with certain medical conditions. There are many reasons why people need to consume more vitamin D with age. For starters, your skin gets thinner as you grow older. This makes it harder for your skin to make vitamin D3 when it is exposed to sunlight. Older people also often spend more time indoors. This means they get less exposure to sunlight, which is the best way to naturally boost vitamin D levels. Additionally, your bones become more fragile with age. Maintaining adequate blood levels of vitamin D can help preserve bone mass with age and may protect against fractures. Older people should aim for a blood level of 30 ng per milli, as research shows it may be better for maintaining optimal bone health. Research also shows that people with darker skin are more prone to vitamin D deficiency. This is because they have more melanin in their skin, a pigment that helps determine skin color. Melanin helps protect the skin from the sun's ultraviolet rays. However, it also reduces the body's ability to make vitamin D3 from the skin, which can make you prone to deficiency. People with darker skin can benefit from consuming 1000 to 2000 IU of vitamin D daily, especially during winter months. People with medical conditions that reduce fat absorption, because vitamin D is fat soluble, it relies on the gut's ability to absorb fat from the diet. Thus, people who have medical conditions that reduce fat absorption are prone to vitamin D deficiencies. This include inflammatory bowel disease, liver disease, and also people who have had bariatric surgery. People with these medical conditions are often advised to take vitamin D supplements in an amount prescribed by their doctors. So, the bottom line is, getting enough vitamin D from sunlight and foods is necessary for optimal health. It helps maintain healthy bones, aids your immune system, and may reduce the risk of many harmful diseases. Yet, despite its importance, many people don't get enough vitamin D. So, regular sun exposure is the most natural way to get enough vitamin D. To maintain healthy blood levels, aim to get 10 to 30 minutes of midday sunlight several times per week. People with darker skin may need a little more than this. Your exposure time should depend on how sensitive your skin is to sunlight. I think after hearing this podcast, you will know how much is necessary to get sun exposure per week. So, stay tuned with me to stay healthy and happy only on Vartha.